Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Your Beef Checkoff does all kinds of things to help make sure consumers feel good about buying beef both here in the U.S. and worldwide, like working with chefs to create new beef recipes and put more beef on the menu, or educating healthcare professionals about how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle, or by helping you tell your beef story to those who have questions about where their food comes from. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing your views at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
As we get close to Labor Day, wheat prices definitely cheaper than the last couple of years, but still holding pretty firm above the $6 level, basis Kansas City wheat contracts. And Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says that's a good thing.
When you're looking at wheat prices, I'm feeling relatively good, not because of the level, but because that Kansas City December contract held and the September contract held that important $6 level. Wheat prices recovered back up from that, they're given all indications that we've created a floor with the massive world stocks, record world production. I don't think we're going to go very much higher. But right now it looks better for sideways moving to slightly higher prices than it does lower prices. So I'm semi-optimistic, not for a big move, but for some move up rather than a big move down.
It seems like the USDA reports are suggesting there's a lot of wheat in the world, and you said that, obviously.
Yeah, we've got increasing foreign and world wheat stocks. You've got record world wheat production. Of course, you've got increases in consumption, which offsets part of that, but we're still building world stocks. Every analyst that you'll talk to say that we're not a wash in wheat, but we have more than adequate amount of wheats to meet the demand for this year. Things are going relatively well now in the Ukraine, so their exports haven't been slowed down at all. Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Australia, Argentina, those are our competitors for the hard red winter wheat. They've got more than adequate stocks and even building stocks this year.
Meanwhile, corn prices with a 3 in front of them for this feed grain crop as we approach the harvest season 2014. Most certainly good news for the livestock sector second half of this year. Meanwhile, in a webinar yesterday, USDA's Economic Research Service released a new 2014 forecast for income, assets, debt, and farm business performance. Overall, net income is projected to be down this year relative to 2013 in both nominal and real terms. The livestock sector is faring better than the crop sector, as livestock receipts are projected to increase by more than 15%, with the dairy sector experiencing the greatest increase. Expenses continue to increase, but at a slower rate, with lower feed expenses contributing to this outcome. Well, certainly the lower feed costs that we've alluded to, corn prices down with the 3 in front of them, a big deal for the livestock sector of this country. From the calendar, State Fair time approaches, both State Fair of Oklahoma and Tulsa State Fair coming up really soon. And we've got details of the livestock shows from both events on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the calendar button on the left-hand side of any page. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, neighbors, Midwest Farm Shows is our longest-running sponsor for daily farm and ranch news email, and they operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. Each spring, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and each December, the Tulsa Farm Show, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Their show manager, Ron Bormaster, will be glad to tell you more about how you can participate in either show. Give him a call at 507-437-7969. And check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on the right-hand column for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.